Teacher friends, the idea that I'm about to share with you is simple, it's strategic, and most importantly, it's really meaningful. I think this is the time of this school year where we are getting exhausted, we are feeling tired, and we are starting to think, does what we do at this point in the calendar year actually make a long-term difference? Well, the idea that I want to share with you today is a yes. Yes, it does make a long-term difference because I have seen that happen for people in my own life. And I have seen this idea in a slightly different way on social media throughout the years. And I always wondered, like, how could I do that? Would kids actually care about it? And the answer is yes. So if you are looking for something that is going to take minimal time and make a huge long-term impact, then I think you are going to absolutely love this episode. There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. When I was in elementary school as a student, I can vividly remember the day that our teacher told us that we were going to make a special time capsule. And I remember exactly what I put in it. It was when Scholastic news articles were really, really popular, and I took one of those out of my Lisa Frank folder and I folded it up in the red time capsule. I also put some of my favorite pencils of all time in there. At that point in the year, they were little nubs, but I felt like an absolute baller because I had the NBA pencils, and my favorite team at the time were the Phoenix Suns because of Charles Barkley. And so I was putting like random shit in this red time capsule, and I thought, this is gonna be so cool when we open this up at the end of elementary school. When we get this at sixth grade graduation, it's going to be an iconic moment. And then we never got them. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the box like got thrown away. I don't know if the teacher forgot about it. But you know who didn't forget about it? 9-year-old Monica. Like, I had thought about, oh my gosh, this is going to be so fun to open this up. And we had written inside of these little red time capsules, we had written letters to ourselves. And I was like, what a missed opportunity. Dang it. Well, now as a teacher, we don't even have like Scholastic news articles. Everything's digital. Kids literally have no idea what it's like to have NBA pencils or the pencils that were made supposedly out of recycled money. Did you ever have one of those? Because if you did, what a flex, okay? Well, our kids are obviously different these days, but one thing that is never going to change is the fact that nostalgia and core memories and things that matter to the younger version of you are really cool to see and reflect on as an older version of you. And since the inception of social media, teachers are out here sharing ideas. And that's what this podcast is all about sharing ideas of things that I have done with students that actually make a difference. Well, last year, somebody in my family graduated high school, and I didn't know that he had written a letter in sixth grade to his future self. The amazing ELA staff at his middle school said, hey, write your future you a letter as a sixth grader, and we're going to get those to you on graduation night. I didn't know that that was a thing. But he wrote a little letter as a sixth grader. And then on graduation night, tucked in his diploma portfolio was the letter that he had written to himself. Somebody had been very proactive about getting those letters to the high school, and somebody had been very proactive about making sure that each of those were tucked into the diploma portfolio of every graduate as they walked across the stage. And what's so cool is when he got done with graduation that night, yes, he wanted to take pictures. Yes, he wanted to hug and high-five friends. But the first words out of his mouth were, "Oh my God, look at this letter that I had written to myself as a sixth grader." And I thought, oh my God, that is the only motivation that I need in order to do this with my own students. He had said, "I totally forgot that I even wrote this letter until I opened it up." But he said, "This is so cool," because he had written at the top of the letter, "Dear future Willie." This is little Willie. Like in sixth grade, I guess people called him Willie. But he wrote about how things were great in sixth grade, how he'd started to got like really involved in sports, and how he liked school but he didn't love school, and how he fought with his sister. I mean, the writing was as if he was stuck in a pinball machine. It was a very sixth grade boy brain moment. It was like a brain dump on a sheet of paper. But at the end, he was talking about, like, "I hope you pick a job you like. I hope you got into college. I hope you tried hard. I hope you were kind to your friends." And at the end of the letter, he said, "Good luck in all that you do. Love, little Willie, to big Willie." And I just thought it was absolutely adorable how much future thought that a sixth grader was giving to a kid who would walk across the stage as an adult, as an 18-year-old. And so that inspired me to do the same thing with my students as seventh graders. And so I had them write on just a simple note card. Like, this is nothing fancy. This is not like, I don't have some sort of like bomb ass template to share with you in Canva or anything like that. The Will's letter was on a sheet of lined paper, and I handed out large lined note cards to my students and said, "Hey, what would you write to your future you, the 18-year-old graduating from high school future you?" And I didn't even tell them that it was my goal to get these back to them. I did not say that. I didn't want to have that kind of added pressure. I just said, "Hey, if this was a real and raw reflective moment, what would you say to the future you in like 5 years?" And the stuff that they wrote was so stinking meaningful. So let me give you some examples of what young teenagers are saying to their future self. "Hey, if you have decided to go to college, I wonder what you picked. It doesn't matter what it is, but I want you to really examine, is it useful for your future, and does it actually help adults or kids to be better humans?" What? Another person said, "I hope you have learned to forgive people, to forgive the past, and to forgive actions. Be grateful for what you have had and what you will have in the future. Love yourself because you are who you are and you are loved." The sentiment and the forward thinking and reflection here is so cool. I also love how seriously they took it. Like one kid said, "I hope you're making sure that you pay your taxes in the future." Another kid said, "Some advice is simple. When you're leaving the house that mom and dad live in, be sure to always say goodbye to them and give them a hug." Another kid said, "Make sure if you're gonna go out to eat that you actually eat something healthy." Another student said, "Set high expectations and goals and work as hard as you can to reach them because you should never settle. Make sure to prioritize physical and mental health because you can't be your best if you yourself are not healthy." One student said, Be sure that you are relying on other people, but not too much, because you can't rely on people for success or for problem solving. One of the greatest things that you can learn in life is to try and solve problems for yourself first, because you never know who's really going to be there for you. Another student went in a different direction and said, "I hope when you read this, you've decided to not waste so much time in class. I hope when you read this that you have friends and that you're more outgoing and talking to more people. I hope when you read this, you have decided to help mom more often. I hope when you read this, you actually could find a pencil." Another student said, "Don't do stupid stuff or anything illegal unless you want to end up in prison. Remember, you are strong, you are brave, you are kind." One student said, "Don't get discouraged if things start going downhill. That's why it's a hill. You can always work to go back up it." Another student said, "Remember that you are responsible for chasing your dreams, because they can't chase you back." Overall, I was wildly impressed with what kids brought to the table on this. And they didn't read these out loud in front of their peers. I didn't read them out loud in front of their classmates. It was simply, here's a note card. Take some time, take some space, say what you need to say. Think about what you believe that you need to hear in the future you, 5 years from now. And honestly, I did this at the end of the school year, and I wasn't quite sure if kids were going to take it seriously, because this is my very first attempt at doing this, and they did so well. So now I took those note cards, I put them in a sealed envelope, and they are in a desk drawer in my space. And what I'm going to do as they get older is take that envelope over to the high school counselor, the academic advisor, whoever is in a position to help prep for graduation. I'm going to make sure that that individual in our school district proactively has that envelope so that that person can help to create a special surprise on graduation night. Is it going to be meaningful for all students? Probably not. But for the kids who read it and reflect on it, I wonder if they will see the journey that they have been on. Hopefully they will feel good about the progress that they have made. Or maybe if they aren't doing what they hoped that they would do, if they are going on a different path, maybe their younger version of themselves will motivate them to get back on track, to do the hard thing, to say the hard thing, to move in a direction that the 12-year-old version of them hoped that they would go. I realize that this is simple, but I also think it's an incredibly sentimental thing. The student who shared their letter with me, from Little Willie to Big Willie, said, "I want to keep this letter." And then said, "I think I might want to write a letter to graduate of high school me to graduate of college me." Because I think there are lots of remixes to this. I am giving an example of middle school kids writing it to high school versions. But like you heard at the very beginning of the episode, I did this in lower elementary with the hope of seeing that time capsule when I was in upper elementary, even though, like, God forbid, where are those, right? Where are those little red containers that we filled with random shit from our desks? It would have been so funny to see those. And maybe you do something like this already in your classroom. Maybe you have some sort of transition plan or graduation plan or a special memento or memory box that you pass along later. I think however you do it, whatever the vessel is, I think that these are the moments that actually matter more than what we could ever imagine. And I want to make sure that this school year doesn't just end without us doing something small and sentimental like this. If you are still searching for opportunities to create those moments and create those memories and create the kind of social and emotional setting that our students and schools need, then I want you to know that you can check out 180 Days of Awesome SEO. 180 Days of Awesome SEO is a fully designed and ready to implement curriculum that is perfect for students of all ages, with activities, with games, with discussion questions, with links fully embedded for 180 full lessons, so you can implement these and create these meaningful college, career, and life readiness moments. We understand if our students are going to succeed in life and in the future, then we have to build up and create meaningful moments as a whole child. And that's why 180 Days of Awesome SEL is a perfect curriculum for you to snatch up now to use for the rest of this school year, or proactively, so you are ready to implement the 180 full lessons next year. You can go to monicagenta.com/180SEL. That's monicagenta.com/180SEL to get all of these lessons. I hope that this really simple idea has struck a chord in you or spurred some sort of remix idea that you can create a moment like this for your current students. Therefore, they are going to be impressed and filled with love and filled with laughter when they are your older students. I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.